Researchers with Iowa State University are evaluating the health status of growing pig finishing sites to identify and address biosecurity soft spots. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Researchers with Iowa State University, in partnership with the Swine Health Information Center, are tracking PERS, PEDV, PDCoV, and APP to identify growing pig site biosecurity gaps. CHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says, while biosecurity typically focuses on breeding herd facilities, finishing sites can also act as a reservoir for infection.
The charge of the Swine Health Information Center is to monitor for emerging diseases, be prepared with targeted research, and to analyze industry data. All of those things go together within this effort for finishing phase biosecurity analysis, looking at the disease breaks, the monitoring, the research that's needed to figure out the correlation between breeding herd and finishing herd, or lack thereof, and also the analysis of health data. The real consequence of this is about emerging diseases and potential for foreign animal diseases. And we've got to, I think that it's really important to be prepared with good scientific-based data and information that can help us shore up finishing site biosecurity, especially should ASF get into the country. Because we know from experience that finishing sites can be a nidus of infection for breeding herds. It can be a problem for elimination. And should we get ASF or some other emerging disease, we have to do a better job with biosecurity on finishing sites in order to respond to those types of diseases effectively.
Dr. Sundberg notes details of this work are available on the Swine Health Information Center website at swinehealth.org, and additional information will be released as it becomes available. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.